Yeah. Good morning, everybody. What's happening? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I'm excited for today's show. Of course, we have many, many wonderful things happening, but Seth Rogen and James Franco will be stopping by, and I'm excited to speak with them because they are at the center of this incredible controversy where it appears that North Korea is attacking, cyber-attacking Sony Pictures over their new movie that's coming out that has Kim Jong-un being assassinated in it. The North Koreans are taking this very seriously. They don't like their supreme leader being goofed on or being...
The North Korean government denies any involvement but does not want the movie to come out.
You know, I want to tell you something. And up until yesterday, the only person I saw with this point of view was the guy, I wish I knew his name, was on Howie Kurtz's, he does a week in review of how the media reacts to certain stories.
Uh-huh. So,
but up until then, I thought I was the only person thinking this, but clearly I'm not. Look, this is my feeling. 9/11 was a terrorist attack. And we of course, got together as a country, despite all the people with all their differences, and said, these group of motherfuckers took out Americans, and we're not going to stand for it. And an appropriate response was taken. Went to war with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Whether we've been successful or not, you know, that's up to you. But Osama bin Laden was eventually killed. And so there was some retribution. There was some kind of action taken that made sense to us at the time. Now, this cyber attack, in my mind, is North Korea. I don't have any proof of that, but certainly there seems to be a lot of pro-North Korean rhetoric by this group.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. They say, stop the movie and the hacking stuff.
Yeah. So I want to tell you that I really believe this deep down in my heart, that the media in this country, I would have thought, could have for once said, fuck you, North Korea. I hate this fucking North Korea with their nuclear weapons and their bullshit and their not coming into this century and what that asshole is doing to his own people and what he wants to do to us. This cyber attack is a 9/11 type attack, whether it's done with a bomb or done with the internet. And as people, and especially even the media, should have said this was an attack and this material belongs to Sony Pictures. It's private. As much as it's titillating to read about dumbass comments about Angelina Jolie or the president, this woman, Amy Pascal, should not lose her job at Sony Pictures. That there should be a... In fact, Angelina Jolie should have said, look, I don't even, I'm not going to even hold this against you. She should have to take the high road so that these North Koreans have absolutely no power over us. And that these memos are being used now in just the way that North Korea wants us to use them. To attack this American company. Well, Sony's hardly an American company, but, I mean, you know what I mean. So, but in other words, this is the same as lighting a bomb underneath a company. If the media wouldn't report on this stuff, if they took a stance and said for once we're going to put our journalistic interests aside for the good of the country, because this stuff, while titillating, is no one's business, especially what salaries people are making and the internal business of Sony Pictures. They're in the business of making movies. It's a corporation that puts a lot of people to work. Amy Pascal's now got to go meet with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, probably pay out a bunch of bucks to these guys somehow. The whole thing is despicable because what happened is North Korea's winning. They're getting what they want. They're wrecking this company. This company is in a tizzy. They're probably going to lose their leader, their supreme leader, Amy Pascal. And the directors are, being hacked, and the actors are being hacked, and all of this private communication. Now, look, I hope it teaches people a lesson. I don't put anything in writing. I don't attack people in writing. I attack them privately when I get Robin on the phone. Which, by the way, Robin, I'm sorry I didn't hook up with you, but I will be calling you.
All right.
I'll fill you in on my busy schedule. But
Who are we going to trash?
We will trash everyone. But I'm going to tell you something. Well, mostly Fred will trash. But
that's no secret.
Let's see.
I don't have to employ any hacking skills.
No offense, we don't ever sit there and talk about it.
Your name rarely.
Now you're lying.
Nobody cares about it.
Now you're lying.
Well, a little bit. All right, look. The point I'm trying to make is this is terrorism. In the same way the newspapers wouldn't aid and abet the 9/11 attacks, you don't aid and abet a terrorist attack on a company. This is stuff you don't own. This is stuff you never would have been privy to. And this is illegal, what happened. No one's mentioning that.
Well, that's why they're on the trail of the hackers, because it is illegal.
It is illegal. And chances are, I don't know anything about this stuff. I don't know how you catch these hackers. I guess there's a trail. But let's say they don't. This stuff should not have been printed in the paper. And I pray to God that Amy Pascal, who I've never met, I have no business interest with this woman, I have no vested interest in seeing her do well or do poorly. But she should not lose her job. Now, she's a bit of a moron putting this shit in print ever. She's dopey, you understand, dopey? When you got a great job like that, don't be stupid, you moron. But nevertheless, a woman should not be punished for this. She should be just the opposite. We should say, fuck you, North Koreans. Not only we're celebrating the release of this film that James Franco and Seth Rogen are in.
Well, I thought it was a capitulation that they changed the title.
That's right, and it shouldn't have been. What was the original title? Do you know?
Kim Jong-un.
Right. That's what it should have been, and they shouldn't have changed it. Kim Jong-un, a fucking monster in child's clothing. He's like a little boy monster. And I wish Sony would come out with Kill Jong-un 2, a sequel. That's what I wish. And I really wish the media would get fucking hip to the fact that we're under attack all over the world.
I think that it has become, at this point, with the internet, there is no integrity. You know, even if the big media conglomerates were to say, we're not going to get involved in this, we're not going to spread this kind of information, it would be on some internet site anyway. And so they say to themselves, we might as well jump in because it's a ratings getter. And why should we give it all to them?
I know.
They're our competition.
We live in a country where we live in a world where everyone is trying to scoop everyone else. They're all trying to get a couple of advertising dollars. But I am begging people, I'm talking about journalists, media, sit down with your editorial boards and say, fuck you, North Korea, and don't do this to this company. This is stolen material.
Now, I have to ask you another question.
And the movie should be Ass Rape Kim Jong-un. It's ridiculous. This little fuck is fucking with a corporation, and we've got to stick together.
But I have to ask you something. I mean, now that that information has been leaked, and people have seen it, including the people who've been talked about.
Go ahead, Robin.
Doesn't it undermine her position?
Amy Pascal?
Yeah.
Of course it does. Absolutely it undermines her position.
So how can the corporation continue to support her?
I want everyone involved who was attacked in these emails and discussed to publicly say, even Angelina Jolie, to swallow the bullet and say, I love Amy Pascal. I hold no animosity toward her.
But you know that's not true.
Well, I don't care.
If she had mentioned you, as big as you'd want to be about it,
I would
absolutely. You'd still personally feel affronted.
I'm so offended that our country is sitting and feeding off this illegal hack that North Korea. This North Korea is going, ah, so, motherfucker.
I don't know if they use us. So
oh, they do. They do. That's a widely kept secret. Ah, so, motherfucker, you see, now we get away. Everyone ruined that Sony picture. That's what they're saying, motherfuckers, as they're building bombs. Now let's get some patriotism going. Quit feeding off this shit. Let's go. We've been attacked.
Yo, why are you, like, trying to, like, start, like, a false outrage with this North Korea stuff.
You know, I'm not trying to start any false outrage. I believe, you know, it's a funny thing to me. When Jennifer Lawrence and these girls, the phones were hacked and their nude pictures came out, the media all said, we're not going to show these pictures. And I applaud them. You know, this is stolen property. This is something that someone thought was private. Again, stupid. Don't put your naked pictures on your phones. But okay. When North Korea attacks, whether it's a bomb or a cyber attack, they are our enemy, and they are out to kill us, and they're out to screw this company over a stupid fucking movie. And just like with Jennifer Lawrence's, you know, all the media was like, we will not be part of the terrible atrocity of these women being violated. And I applaud that. They should feel the same way about Sony. This is not their material. This is stuff that was hacked illegally. I'm outraged because we're at war.
No, you're not, man.
Yes, we are. North Korea is at war with us. What do you? Oh, it's a one-sided war.
America is like the king of propaganda. Like,
we're not the king of propaganda.
Yeah, you are.
We're a country that is envied by the world. We are so envied that we have beautiful buildings here in New York. So what do? They blow it up. They blow up our beautiful World Trade Center. They kill our citizens. It's about fucking time some people got patriotic around here and said, fuck you, North Korea. I'm not going to sit there and put in my newspaper Angelina Jolie and what was a private email. Stand up for this company. Stand up against North Korea. That's it.
You don't even believe what you're saying.
I absolutely believe it. What do you mean I don't believe it? Of course I do. I was steaming all weekend.
Why would he say it?
Because he's trying to rile people up.
No, I'm riling you up. You're the only one riled up.
What do you mean everyone riled? Everyone always like, yo, how are you so out of touch with politics and all that?
No, I'm in touch. Follow me.
I don't know, man. You do it by...
Hey, man, you're in your basement. I'm out here doing it. I'm out here living it, man.
You sold out, that's why.
Yeah, sold out. I'm here living it. You're not even taking a chance. All these fuckers who are on Twitter and all this stuff, they ain't living it, man. They're all fucking sitting in their basement like you, jerking off. I'm here living it, dude. I'm your supreme leader.
No, you're not, man.
Yeah, I am. You just follow me, Hansa. You can't think for yourself. You're all muddled.
So, Howard,
all right, I'll put you back on hold. Thank you.
Come on. Okay.
All right. Wow. Yeah, one of my favorite songs as I talk over it. Seth Rogen and James Franco are in the new movie. It was originally called Kill Kim Jong-un. And they had to change the name, and everybody knows what's going on in the world with this movie. Suddenly, look at this. How excited am I? Hey, guys. This is fun now.
Nice.
Is this too early for you?
It's a little on the early side of things.
Is that
Jane's Addiction or Porno for Pyros?
That's Jane's Addiction.
Nice.
Porno for Pyros came later.
After Jane's Addiction.
Exactly. Is there a good musical soundtrack to Kill Kim Jong-un? I call it by its original title.
The Kill Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
The interview just rolled off the tongue a little bit better, I think. But yeah.
The interview. The studio, you know, I want to say something. Maybe you guys, from a publicity standpoint, I don't think a movie's ever been more publicized than this movie, The Interview.
Yeah.
Without your trying to publicize it.
No. In a way that it's completely out of our control.
Are you guys, the first publicity that we've done.
Are you happy about it, or are you disturbed by it? And are you afraid for your lives?
I'm not afraid for my life. That I can definitively say.
I am.
You're afraid for my life?
I'm afraid for my life.
Just
interviewing you.
Have you? I mean, I was actually meant to ask you. Like, have you ever had these? You've had scares. Have you ever really?
Oh, no.
Yes, you have.
Everyone loves me.
There's a lot more security to get into your office than my office. I can tell you that. But anyone could walk into my office.
But with the Supreme Leader being so annoyed.
The Supreme Leader.
With this... with the Supreme
You're
Leader
sucking up right now.
You're damn right. With the Supreme Leader being angry with you, and he is a little fat turd, and we know that he is unstable.
Oh, are you, seriously, don't provoke him.
It's bad enough, Howard.
Would you guys have imagined that Sony Pictures would be hacked and this group would go? I mean, seriously, could you ever have imagined that? Because we just think these films are just dumb little films. You know, they're just meant for fun and they're meant for people to laugh. It's being taken so seriously, which shows you the difference between our country and North Korea.
It's true. I have to say, no one has definitively told us that North Korea is who did that. Every day, one day I'm like, it's fucking for sure them. And the next day I'm like, there's no way it's them. It seems too, I don't know, savvy or something like that of Hollywood politics or something, you know? But I don't know.
Then who is it if it's not them?
I have no idea. It could be anyone. It could just be a hacker group. I mean,
it's probably James Franco's class at NYU.
Exactly. It's one of your disgruntled teachers.
Do you ever think it was Jonah Hill playing a goof on you guys?
It could be.
No, but in all seriousness, the movie The Interview is a hysterical movie. It's a fun movie about you guys going over to kill Kim Jong-un, right? Yeah. The CIA wants you guys to pull this thing off.
And it's the gang who can't shoot straight. Right?
Yeah. So, when you get this script, right, you first get the script, or did you write the script?
I came up, me and Evan, my partner, and another writer, Dan Sterling, came up with the story for it.
A long time ago.
Years and years and years ago.
Before Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. You mean it was just some...
It was his father.
No, it was originally Kim Jong-il, and then he died, and we recast it as Kim Jong-un. And so we had the idea.
Which shows that it was really like the concept of what if, you know, two idiots, you know, like the idea, like if Charlie Rose interviews all these, you know, weird, you know, dictators or
whatever.
You're
like Mike Wallace is why not like interviews Osama bin Laden or something. Yeah.
Did it ever occur to you, although it would have taken you two guys out of the movie, but would it ever occur to you to get like a real life, like Charlie Rose type or
there was that idea.
Yeah, there was a debate at first whether or not to make it like an older kind of more distinguished news guy. And then...
Or Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, exactly.
They had the idea
before Rodman, and we were just like, is it too weird? And then Rodman went over there. We're like, this fucking shit's happening. But
did you always have James in mind as your co-star? In other words, did you see this as a buddy movie?
As soon as the character got stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
You.
We need a handsome moron.
James, it seems like we need a handsome moron. James, when the guys approach you with these wild ideas, do you ever sit there and say, look, I'm a serious actor?
No. I mean,
I hope not.
I learned, it's weird, but my whole career changed the year I did Pineapple Express. And I actually did Milk the same year.
Right.
And up until then, I
a
was
lot
like
of things
this.
Change that year.
I was this, you know, kind of brooding young actor that took himself too seriously.
Right.
But I was also doing movies that I hated, you know, and...
those two things usually go hand in hand,
probably, right? And I ran into Judd, and he was like, you know, we should do another movie, or we should do another project. You know, I haven't seen you since Freaks and Geeks. And Seth was about to do Knocked Up, and he's like, Seth is now, you know, acting again, and you guys should do something together. And when I did that movie, it showed me, like... Oh, you can make movies with your friends, you can have a good time doing it, and you can still make a really good movie.
Right.
And it showed me, like a lot. I just feel like a lot of comedies are just, they're just not my thing, you know? But when I do the comedies with Seth, it's like, it's just like this movie. It's like, on one level, they're so stupid. But on another level, they're actually really
intelligent.
Smart.
Yeah. And you know, isn't it amazing that this hacking controversy has revealed that the movies that are really making money from a business perspective are these comedies.
Yeah.
We saw that, what movie was it of yours? The Neighbors movie made some ridiculous amount of money, that the profit margin on that movie was huge.
Yeah. I think this is the end also was one of the most profitable movies of that year also.
It's pretty incredible. Now, when this hacking thing occurred, one of the things we did learn, which it pains
well,
me...
Well, what it shows you is like when you have a superhero movie, those are obviously making tons of money, but they cost
a lot of money.
our superpowers is laughter and comedy, and so it doesn't cost the same amount.
And while your movies aren't the cheapest movies to make, they're in the 40 to... We've learned this in the hacking controversy, that the movie was like $40 or $50 million
to make. It was 40. I think that's before tax credit, so it technically knocks it down. The hackers didn't release all our tax credit information. Maybe that's in the next batch.
But they released your salaries.
Yes.
And Seth, I'm sure that did not please you, and James, that did not please you. I mean, the idea is, we know you made $8.4 million for acting in the movie, Seth. We know that.
No. We made the same for acting.
No.
Yes.
James, disagree.
You're misreading
your
hacks.
No, you're misreading the hacks. I directed...
He directed it and produced and wrote.
And co-wrote the movie.
So you got the extra $2
million. That accounts for the extra $2 million.
Ah.
As actors, we made the exact same amount.
Is it embarrassing to you guys? I mean...
The fact that I'm talking about it is fucking weird.
It is weird, right? I mean, now you might as well...
It's stolen information. I think it's fucked up that anyone's fucking talking about
it.
And I'm okay talking about my shit, honestly, because I don't fucking care that much.
Right.
And the stuff that was stolen from me on the grand scale of shit is not that bad. But it's fucking stolen.
Can I tell you what I said this morning? I said that this attack is no different than a 9/11 type attack. They stole this material. It probably was North Korea. They want to fuck with Sony. They're really pissed off. It's outrageous. The president should have announced immediately, we're under attack. I expect the media, I'm not kidding, I expect the media not to report this stuff. Amy Pascal should not be fired. She shouldn't even be judged on this stuff. We have to give this all a pass so that the North Koreans do not get what they wanted out of this. Am I correct?
I do think it's fucked up how everyone is doing exactly what these criminals want.
Yes!
How they're...
Stolen material.
They're like a poncha. It's like if you steal... They're like the fence. It's like you see in a movie. Like, you can't steal a bunch of diamonds if you don't have the fence that's going to give you the money for the diamonds.
Absolutely.
And all of this information would literally just be sitting on some obscure corner of the internet.
That's right.
If it wasn't for these news articles exposing...
We should have gotten together.
Why can they, pull the movies, they stole movies.
Right.
Sony was legally able to pull those down, but they can't legally say...
Don't dispense this information.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the country should have rallied around Sony, and we should have, as Americans, said, this is wrong, we're under attack. I absolutely...
That's very nice of you, Howard.
Well, seriously. When these women, Jennifer Lawrence, her nude pictures were put out there.
Yeah.
And we all said, hey, this is wrong.
It's fucked up.
Hey, you're a moron if you put these nude pictures on your phone. Amy Pascal shouldn't be sitting and putting in writing any of these thoughts. But okay, she did. If we protected these women with the nude pictures, why shouldn't we be protecting? Why are the newspapers putting the pictures of these nude women? Because it's the same exact thing.
I think one could argue that, like, the sexual nature of one makes it more invasive.
But it's the same.
But I would say it's probably under the same umbrella. It's stolen information that media outlets are directly profiting from. It's ill-gotten gains, I would assume. Like, they're literally reselling stolen shit. Like, it's not like they're not profiting from it. It's clickbait. It's salacious material.
Right. We didn't steal it, but we'll use it.
The more clicks they get, the more advertisers they get, the more of this shit they put out there. No, I think it's fucked up. I can't believe people are just so happy to be like, look at this stolen information. Hey, let's fucking read it.
Well,
it doesn't affect you at all. They're not doing anything illegal. They're not trying to fool you as the consumer. They're having private correspondence with one another. Here, read it and pick it apart and dissect it.
So now your salaries have been put out there, which again, I think is really unfortunate. Nobody, you know what? Seriously, no one, James, you don't like to reveal what you get paid on a film. Am I correct by saying that? I mean, is it personally embarrassing to you?
It's nice to maintain an air of mystery, right?
I don't know. I
assume everyone knows that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you?
Yeah. I think, it's sort of known in the business already, and...
That's not the hardest information you get.
Yes, but you have fans, and the fans see you as one of them. There is a certain projection you put out there of who you are, and maybe you want to keep that private. I mean, yes, I know people in the industry understand quotes and what you're supposed to get.
I mean, that check is compared to... With everything else I do, that's like one of the bigger checks that I get. I do plenty of, I'm not teaching for the money. I do plenty of other things where
You do a ridiculous amount of things.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah, you're always busy. I was looking at the list
and
of things
like
you're doing.
So it's sort of like, I got to feel like...
If you break it down, that's like minimum wage for free. If you divide it up between all his jobs, it's
if
like
my
7 bucks an hour.
If my time is worth that money, you know, I'm certainly giving as much back, you know.
Well, no, certainly you deserve it, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, people say, well, why do these guys get $6.4 million to act in a movie? Look at the profits on these movies. Of course he should be paid.
Yeah. Like, it's a stupid amount of money, but it's all relative to how much...